Hi everyone, Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs here. A reminder that our Fantasy Draft podcast is presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chiefs Kingdom. Now, we're on the clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs are now on the clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs, first round selection.
With the 15th selection.
With the 10th pick.
With the 63rd pick.
The Kansas City Chiefs have selected...
All right, it's time. You wanted it, you got it. Episode 4 of our Chiefs Fantasy Draft. Mitch Holtis with you, voice of the Chiefs, or am I Brett Veach too? Am I moving? Am I trading? Am I going up, down? What am I doing? Getting extra picks? I've already made a blockbuster trade in Episode 3. If you didn't see it, go back and watch it, along with Matt McMullen, Chiefs reporter. So this has been kind of fun so far after 3 episodes.
Yeah, it sure has. We've gone through a lot so far. We've gone through pretty much the entire offense. So first episode, we did quarterback, punter, kicker, not special teams, obviously, but then head coach. Then we did our skill guys on offense. Then in episode number 2, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Then in episode 3, we did our entire offensive line. So I'll run through my team here really quickly, then you can run through yours. At quarterback, I have Patrick Mahomes. Backing him up is Lynn Dawson. That's pretty good. My punter is Dustin Colquitt. Kicker is Jan Stenerud. My head coach is Hank Stram. My 3 running backs, Jamal Charles, Christian Okoye, and Marcus Allen. Pretty good. My wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, Carlos Carson, and Dwayne Bowe. Tight end, Tony Gonzalez, Jason Dunn. And blocking for all those guys, at offensive tackle, I have John Ault and John Tate. My offensive guards are Will Shields and Brian Waters. And then my center is EJ Holub with Casey Wigman backing him up.
My head coach, Andy Reid, Big Red. I've worked with Andy, you know, for so many years. It's great. Hall of Fame, going to Canton, Ohio. I got a Canton, Ohio team, just saying. Joe Montana, quarterback, Alex Smith backing him up. My place kicker's Harrison Butker. Gerald Wilson, Thunderfoot, is my punter. Then you look at episode 2, rocked it, crushed it, crushed it with this group. Travis Kelce's a tight end, along with Fred Arbanis. One it will be in the Hall of Fame. The other one should be. Otis Taylor. This is my should-be Hall of Fame team. Otis Taylor's a wide receiver, but here's where Coach Reed wants me to find people who can do different things. Listen to this group. Abner Haynes, Priest Holmes, Joe Delaney, Chris Burford, Dante Hall. Don't put a letter by him. Don't put a letter by him. You're just pigeonholing him. Although I got people moving around. I got defensive coordinators losing sleep. And then my offensive line, got a block for all those guys. Here we go. Willie Rove, Pro Football Hall of Fame left tackle. Right tackle, Dave Hill of Super Bowl 1 and 4 fame. My guards, Ed Buddy, same, Super Bowl 4. Jack Rudney at center was on that team as well. And then Mo Mormon made the block, the trap block on 65 toss power trap. Tim Grunert as my backup center just to keep it lively in the O-line room. So there we go. It leads us up to episode 4.
Yeah, and episode 4 is all about defense. So we're doing the second and third level of the defense in this one. So corner, safety, and linebacker. We'll do 2 corners, 2 safeties, and 3 linebackers. And what we need to preface here is we've been kind of alternating who has the first overall pick. I had the first overall pick in the first episode. You had it number 2. In episode 3, our last episode, you traded up for the first overall pick. Now, in episode 4, some of those things that you traded are... He's on the phone. I'll tell you guys. Some of the things that he's traded are coming to roost here. So he has the first overall pick in episode 4, but then I have the second pick, the third pick, and the fourth pick. So we'll see how this works out for Brett Veach number 2, a.k.a. Mitch Holtis in this one. But yeah, so you have the first overall pick, then it's all me for 3 picks.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I was sort of trying to make a trade and making move and shaking it, but it was Rob Riggle, oh. Right? I don't know if you heard it. Like, he was awesome in Step Brothers. Pow! You know?
Yeah, Catalina, not up in here.
Catalina Wine Mixer.
Catalina Wine Mixer.
Here we go. But I get the number 1 pick of episode 4, right?
Yes.
And then I go down the line and I get the picks 5, 7, and 9, and then whatever's left over. Yep. Trying to figure out. Now my fans who love the trade in episode 3, mm-hmm, we're going, wait a minute, where's our picks in episode 4? That's the way it works, Matt.
Yep.
But I'm going to start with my very first pick of episode 4. And honestly, I think he might be, other than Patrick Mahomes, the greatest player in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs and the greatest defensive player of the Kansas City Chiefs, because Bobby Bell is way ahead of his time. He is my number 1 pick. I can do a lot of things with Bobby. Plus, he's my long snapper. When you look at what Bobby Bell was so explosive, he could still play today. 6 pick sixes, 2 scoop and scores, onside kick and return for a touchdown, 15 fumble recoveries. So we all look for these hybrid linebackers now. I'm looking for them now, 2021 draft, right? That's what we're looking for, right? I love Willie Gray Jr. We like what we did last year. Bobby Bell, hybrid linebacker, way ahead of his time.
So if there was a Chiefs-themed dictionary... Next to the word legend, you would see Bobby Bell there.
Yeah.
But you would also see Derek Thomas there.
Yeah.
And with the second overall pick, the first of three straight picks I have in episode four, I'm picking up Derek Thomas. And Derek Thomas is, without a doubt, one of the greatest pass rushers, if not the greatest pass rusher of all time. And you think about his career, 126 and a half sacks. It's a franchise record. He had over 700 sack yards. And think about that. That's absolutely incredible. He was just the absolute definition of a competitor, of a pass rusher. And he's kind of, if I have Patrick Mahomes on one side, you're telling me I have Derek Thomas on the other side? I'm feeling pretty good about this. So Derek Thomas, I'm going to pencil him in here, is my first pick. But now I have two more in a row. What do I do now? Do I add to my linebacker core? Do I go defensive tackle? Do I go corner while you're on the phone over here? You know, I'm going to go with another Pro Football Hall of Famer at three overall, Willie Lanier.
Yeah.
In the middle of my defense, Willie Lanier.
The honey bear.
27 interceptions, so he could cover as a middle linebacker. 18 fumble recoveries, tremendous in coverage, as I mentioned, had an interception in the Super Bowl. And he played in every Pro Bowl from 1968 to 1975. The guy was incredible.
And this is the pick you got in the trade, right?
Exactly.
So this is the one they'll look through all the years ago. That's the trade.
Yeah.
So I was just...
Well, it's two Hall of Famers, though. I mean, it's Willie Rolfe, it's Willie Lanier. Two Willies. It's kind of interesting.
It's win-win, man. It's what we're talking about. We're talking win-win-win-win.
It works out.
Winning for everybody. Chiefs Kingdom winning.
So now I have Willie Lanier and Derek Thomas in my linebacker core. I'm going to address another area. So now with my fourth overall pick, what am I going to do? Do I add to my linebacker core?
You got three straight picks, didn't you? You got three straight picks.
Yeah, I know. Or do I go safety? Do I go corner?
This call I took, I was trying to make a deal. It was the Delaware Alumni Association. They won the donation. Everybody's calling.
What?
It's like, don't call down. We're in the draft.
I mean, you're busy right now.
I haven't slept for since 2020.
Yeah, it's been
February
at least
6th.
A year.
Yeah.
But okay, so what do I do here? I can't go back to linebacker. I'm already rich there, I feel like. Let's go corner. Let's go with Emmett Thomas at cornerback. Another Pro Football Hall of Famer as both a coach
trade.
And a player. 12 interceptions in 1974 with two touchdowns that year. That was frankly ridiculous. And 58 interceptions in his career from 1966 to 1978. That's a Chiefs record. Incredible coach as well. I mentioned he was in the Hall of Fame as a coach. Emmett Thomas is the first corner off the board here.
And my fans have been on me. They've been all over social media because, like, when are we going to pick again? Hey, go back and look at the Willie Rolfe trade, right? You got to remember it all. Put it all in context. But I need a corner. You took Emmett Thomas, best corner in the history of this franchise. But I'm going to take the second best corner in the history of the franchise because Albert Lewis was a man. He could shut down a half of the field. Ring of Honor, head of his time, long, lean, just like Emmett, physical. But very skilled. So I'm going to take Albert Thomas. Old number 29 is going to be my fifth pick of episode four as my number one corner.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I was doing some research on Albert Lewis. And did you know Jerry Rice said that he was one of the toughest corners he ever faced?
You're selling it to my fans.
Yeah.
Tell my fans.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
It's
true. Put it out there.
It's a fact. Albert Lewis was the man.
He was the man. Underrated.
We may get into some of these names here too, but Albert Lewis was part of a secondary in that era of Chiefs football that's maybe one of the most underrated secondaries of all time. We talk about the Legion of Boom a few years ago. It was the Legion of Boom in the early 90s and late 80s in Kansas City with some of these guys. Pretty impressive. I'm not going to go with that group for this pick though. I'm going to go with, let's go with Johnny Robinson at safety. Who finally made the Pro Football Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. So I'm just going Hall of Famers all down the list here. So he played for the Texans / Chiefs from 1960 to 71. Eight or more interceptions three times in his career, including two seasons with 10 or more interceptions, which is just crazy. And the thing with him is you love versatility, right? Johnny Robinson can play offense too. No problem. He had 1 year. It was in 1960. He had over 1,000 yards from scrimmage. So if I'm in a pinch, if some of my offensive guys can't go, I got Johnny Robinson. He's like, I can play running back or wide receiver. No problem. So Johnny Robinson at safety. But if he has to do other stuff, I can put him in there. Johnny Robinson at safety is my pick.
Yeah, it's an awesome pick, man. I'm taking another call though. It's Rudd.
Oh.
It's Rudd. Yeah, Ant-Man. What are we doing? Talk to me. You were great. Oh, man. You were awesome, an anchor man. All right. He says we're going to go with Kevin Ross.
Ooh, The Rock.
The Rock. You talk about all that great secondary, right? All those dudes at all the same time. I got two of them, man. That's my corners. Albert Lewis and The Rock. Kevin Ross, both in the Chiefs, Ring of Honor. So we're going with The Rock with my seventh pick of episode four. So I'm setting with the best backer ever in Chiefs history, arguably. And then Albert Lewis, Kevin Ross.
Okay. I like that a lot. I'm in a spot now where I can go linebacker, I can go safety, I can go corner. What should I do? I'm going to go linebacker. I'm going to go Jim Lynch at linebacker. He's another member of the Super Bowl IV linebacker core that included Bobby Bell and Willie Lanier. And he can play inside or outside, which I like. He played some inside then on that Super Bowl IV team. I believe he was an outside linebacker. So he can play some outside with Willie Lanier in the middle of this group. 17 career interceptions across 142 starts. Just a solid, solid player. Jim Lynch rounding out my linebacker core.
Hey, this is where... I mean, this is when you get Kuiper going, there's a run right now on linebackers. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my linebacker on my big board. You know, I've been moving. I like what I'm doing, but I can go find linebackers. I already talked about Willie Gay Jr. We talked. Here we go. Derek Johnson is still on the board. I'm taking Derek Johnson, the all-time leading tackler in Kansas City Chiefs history. Again, he can play that hybrid role. He can cover. He can hit. He's got that whole block tackle thing down. Shoot, I'm going Derek Johnson because you got me in a position where you're just pulling these linebackers off the board, and I better grab one. So I'm going to take DJ, Derek Johnson, one of my all-time favorite players in Chiefs history.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Love DJ. I feel like I'm in a situation now where I have to go corner. Looking at this corner board, I'm going to go Dale Carter at corner. 7 seasons with Kansas City from 1992 to 1998, 21 picks in that span, 9 fumble recoveries, and Defensive Rookie of the Year, 1992. Dale Carter opposite Emmett Thomas on my defense.
I got my two corners. I'm set with Lewis and Ross. I got two linebackers in Bobby Bell and Derek Johnson. Try to get something done against that crew. Just saying. But I'm also going to – I haven't chosen a safety yet. And I'm looking down this line of safeties, and this is where it's going to get really, really tense because I could pick a whole bunch of them here. But I might need a leader of this group. And you're either going back in time, but he's already in the Ring of Honor. I'm Brett Veach too, right? I like to find those diamonds in the rough. I'm going to take an undrafted guy that was a punter at Rutgers in Daron Cherry. Ooh. And put him as the leader of my back end of my defense. And he's there with Albert Lewis and Kevin Ross. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Matt, the band is back together. So Daron Cherry is my first safety chosen.
You know, Daron Cherry had 7 or more interceptions in 5 different seasons.
Crazy.
I mean, just absolutely crazy. Imagine him in today's game where the ball is being thrown so much. Cool. His numbers will be absolutely out of this world. Okay, so I only have one spot left. I need a safety. You have a few spots left. So after I pick this one, you'll fill out the rest of your roster.
Are those like supplemental picks or what do we got?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, okay. You have to feel the team.
All right.
So luckily, there's still lots of guys out there. But I need a safety. What am I going to do here? I can go Lloyd Burris if I want to go back in time to that same group, or I think I know what I'll do. I'll go Tyrann Mathieu because you mentioned a leader of men. That's what Tyrann Mathieu is. And you have a great defensive group here on my team with Emmett Thomas, Dale Carter, Johnny Robinson, DT, Willie Lanier, and Jim Lynch. But if you get a guy like Tyrann Mathieu to bring it all together, to be the leader of this group, I feel like their potential would fully be unleashed. And he's a good player on the field, obviously. 7 interceptions last year, all pro. But he's also a leader of men, one of the best leaders of men I've ever seen. Tyrann Mathieu rounds out my group.
Good picks. I get the last two. I got to check with Burkholder here and get a medical in on some of these guys. Yeah, I've got it. All right. Good. That's what we're going to do. So I got to pick. I got a safety left and I got a linebacker left. I'm going with the – well, I can pick either way. I got the next two picks. So this is tough because I can go Eric Berry here. I can go Lloyd Burris. But I've got that whole band back together with Kevin Ross, Daron Cherry, and Albert Lewis. Why would I not go Lloyd Burris and put that whole crew back together again and terrify everybody in my division?
How did you get all of them?
I got them all. The no-fly zone before there was a no-fly zone. Go find the poster of like the 1983 Chiefs or whatever. They're all standing there like nobody's flying over us. So I'm going Lloyd Burris. My pin's flying up. I got stuff going on. It's crazy. So I got one more linebacker to fill. This is where it gets tough too. But I need a Ring of Honor guy. I need a guy in the middle to kind of – because I got speed guys on the outside, right? I got Bobby Bell. I got Derek Johnson. So I've kind of got – I can flip-flop those guys. I'm going to go with Ring of Honor guy Gary Spaney.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Spaney. Just put him in the middle. You're the mic now, Gary. Just make be a tackle machine. And so go for it. Plus, K-Staters will love the pick. But Gary Spaney rounds out my group in episode 4. So there we go. So what'd you get done with your linebackers, corners, and safeties?
Yeah, so my corners are Emmett Thomas and Dale Carter. My safeties, Johnny Robinson, Tyrann Mathieu. And my linebackers, Willie Lanier, Jim Lynch, and Derek Thomas.
I looked at Donnie Edwards at that last linebacker spot, but I needed a mic. And you took the mic of Mike of all mics in Willie Lanier. So I got Gary Spaney at my mic. But here we go. I got Bobby Bell on the outside along with Derek Johnson. I got Spaney in the middle at the mic. But I brought back all those guys. Yeah, I love it. Albert Lewis, Kevin Ross, Duron Cherry, Lloyd Burris. You didn't think you'd ever see them all together again? You got them now, everybody. So Chiefs Kingdom, love it. As episode 4 is done, we've been doing deals. We've been talking to actors and actresses. I got the Delaware Alumni Association calling me for money and people doing deals. That means the deals continue because you know what we do, Matt. Everybody turns out of the draft on the last day, right? They go golf or go parasailing or whatever. That's when the money happens. We love to get those later rounds.
Yep. One more round here, and it's defensive tackle and defensive end. Football's won in the trenches, and we're going to see who's going to win between our two teams really in this final week.
Remember what we did last year? Everybody thought we were done. 7th pick, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's done. You and I shut down.
Just packing it up.
What? Bo Peep Keys. Yep. 7th round. That's what we do. So, hey, here it comes. Episode 5. Don't miss it.